Yes, we have to start feeling and thinking and sensing and thinking and working in greater dimensions. Rise up from the pettiness. And you can do that only if you follow the Quran, follow something superior to your own mind, your own light, your own thinking. It is not by man's own thinking that he has liberated himself. It is by what he has discovered as the plan of God for him and his life that has accounted for his deliverance. And that's what we must do. Every one of us that get a leader, we want to see that leader go on his own. They would love me more if I would go on my own. Or he just stopped following the Holy Quran and the Sunnah and just do his own thing. I like it. Don't let nobody fool you. Anybody that have been able to do something and sustain what they were able to do, they didn't follow their own mind and their own thing. They discovered the plan of God for them and their life and their future, and they followed that. They put down their own mind and picked up the universal light that God has created. And that's what accounted for their great successes. Just a few minutes now. Man receives his greatest challenge from his environment. But his environment starts with himself. So there's nothing closer to you as an environment than your own self. You live immediately in the environment of yourself. That's why some of the great learned men, the philosophers in the religion, have quoted these words often. The greatest hajj that you have, pardon me, the greatest you have is the conquest of self. Yes, the greatest you had is the conquest of self. And we associated with the hajj because the hajj is a struggle with self. You have to put down the things that you have been comfortable with. Your clothes, your loved ones back home, your appetites, your inclinations, all have to be disciplined for you to carry out the rituals of the Hajj. You take off your ethnicity, your cloak or appearance of ethnicity. You take off your nationalism. And you submit to the commonality of man. Wear the same simple garment that every other man wears. Huh? Returning to the original nature that God made. Huh? And you go and you face the Kaaba. And you salute it at the right gate. Huh? Salute it. Making a gesture toward what? Toward the black stone. Right? That sits in the house that is also dressed in black. Right? And in a circle. In a circle. We circle the square. 7 times. Right? And then come out of that square on the 7th one. We come out. After we make the circle on the 7th, completing the 7th one, we come out of there. And we go then to a struggle. Right? We do other little things, but the next major thing is sight. Huh? Between the two hills. And it's not a circle there, it's straight line. Straight line. But here was a circle. Huh? And after we finish the sight, we go and get the hair clipped. And now the animal sense has to be put aside for the man's sense. Huh? The animal sense was good. The animal sense brought me to come into my own nature. Animal sense brought me to come into my own nature. Nothing but animal sense. brought me into my own nature and caused me to circle in the sphere of my own nature and possibilities until I got enough light. The magnetism increased. It brought me out into a higher interest. And I started going back and back and forth like that. And I did that enough until the dawning of human vision appeared in my mind. And when it appeared, I had to take off the animal. I clip it. I had to cut it all off because that animal nature is still good for you. Yes. And when the human mind dawns in the man, the animal nature submits to it. And it becomes a strong support for the human concern. Huh? So we had to cut it all off. We used to thought we had to shave our head and live like Chinese monks. So you don't have to do that. Don't go with a bald head all the time. No, just clip a little bit. I'll cut it off, but it's going to grow back. Don't cut it. Don't keep cutting it. Just for that ritual. Just for that purpose. You cut it off. Go back home. Let it grow out again. If it ain't bad, it's good. It's a protection for your crown. Okay. So he goes and he makes sight. Now, look here. God says, wherever you are, turn yourself toward this mosque. That house is also a mosque.
That's right.
It's so small until it's used as a sign. It's the temple within. More correctly, the mosque within. And we direct ourselves toward it. And the excellence of the human nature, the excellent human potential in the excellent nature of man, is the thing that man, every man, regardless of his color, nationality, or location on earth, should be concerned about. Huh? That's the sanctuary of his life. And the Bible says, in a part of the Bible, I'm going to read this, there's a certain man, who's a prophet, I believe, Ezekiel, if I'm not mistaken, which doesn't matter, it's just the story is what is important. Say, he was taken and shown the evils of a city. And when he got at the gates, he beheld, he observed an abomination. Then he entered into the city, and there was more abomination. Then he finally was taken up to the very sanctuary, and when he entered the sanctuary itself, there he was found the abomination of abomination. So that tells us what? That it was the sanctuary, the pollution, the corruption of the sanctuary were responsible for the evil even at the gate of the city. For the evil in the town and even in the gate. The problem was the sanctuary had been polluted. When you corrupt the conscience of man that God intended for man, you corrupt his whole life. And the worst sin is the sin against the upright nature of man that God has made for him. Every man is created equal and given by God inalienable rights. Huh? Yes, this is the Constitution of these United States. Yes, created by God and given by his creator. He's given by his creator inalienable rights. Rights that are not to be violated. Inviolable rights that are not to be violated, that are not to be taken away from him. You're not to alienate him from that. Any of you who understand, you're in high school or college, you're on a level to understand, or if you're not, if you've done some self-study and you're on a level to understand, you know that the condition of American culture, the condition of American city culture, is the greatest threat to the sanctuary of man. It takes him out of his original nature. It separates him and alienates him from his original spirit, his moral spirit, his social spirit, the drive in him to improve himself as a social being. to fulfill the role of father, of mother, to ask his commitment to his family at home, to protect his home interests from things that are detrimental to his home life, his social life. All that is knocked out. He's alienated from that concern by the condition of the culture in these big cities. You know that. You know that. So we find that this way of life in America, this way of life in America, this spiritual life in America, this entertainment life in America, this carefree life in America, is the greatest threat to the sanctuary of the African-American man and every other man living in Western society. And what sustains them is their cultural circumstances. If they be Irish, their cultural circumstances. Huh? Yes. If they be Catholic, their cultural circumstances. If they be Asian, Buddhist, their cultural circumstances. If they be Negro, their cultural circumstances. And what have we attached ourselves to? What have we conformed to as a constant cultural spirit? Nothing. Right. So we are naked.
Yes, sir.
Naked and exposed. Right. Without dress. Without form. Without a context.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right,
to our spiritual life. We are just moved by whatever circumstances, whatever development that just happened to be in the cultural air of America. Is that a fact? So the sanctuary is threatened and exposed. So the black man is taken out of his original nature. Constantly. Every time he makes an effort to get back into his original nature, there's an influence in this crazy, confused cultural atmosphere that takes him out of his original nature. He has not vision. He has no plan to follow. He has no structured life to conform to and adhere to. So, he's constantly the victim of the arrow of Western corrupt culture. The sanctuary.
Yes, sir.
We direct ourselves toward this house. Who built this house? Abraham. Peace be upon him. And his son, Ishmael. Ishmael. Peace be upon them. For what purpose did they build that house? They built that house obeying God, trying to anticipate His will for them. And God directed them to the place, and that God directed them to structure the house. Huh? What service was the house built for? Bunia Linna. It was built for the good of all people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it is the best. It is a sign representing the best of all people. It is a sign representing the real substance in the nature of all people.
Yes, sir.
It is a sign representing the potential for excellence
yes,
that
sir.
God has created in man.
Yes,
not one man, all people.
All right.
And God intended that potential be free.
Right.
All of you address that concern.
Right.
Cultivate that. Protect that. Guard that.
Right.
Don't let any arguments come into that.
Right.
Don't let any sin come into that.
Right.
Don't bring commercial business into that.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Don't bring your dirty dumb garments of the world into that. Take off your worldly garments and remain clean. Huh? When you're treating that. If you understand, if you understand, you have the vision. You have the light and the vision to go forward and compete with any people on this earth. You know the earth is round. It's spherical. Spherical. And we all turn, no matter what our position is on earth, we all turn toward this house. Right? In prayer. His light is neither east or west. We don't turn east or west. We turn toward this house. From all directions, right? Look at there. Look at there. What a wonderful wheel. What a wonderful wheel. You see that? You can put some rubber on it if you want. I guess at the farthest regions, there might be some rubber.
Yes, sir.
And there might be some air in the tire. I don't know. But it's a mighty wheel, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a mighty wheel?
Yes.
What a mighty wheel. Oh, buddy. What a mighty wheel.
Yes,
a wheel in a wheel.
Because
the whole earth is Allah's mosque. But there is a mosque on earth. A wheel in a wheel. And, buddy, if any wheel can rise up into heaven and direct all creatures below, that's the wheel.
Yes,
what a powerful wheel.
Yes, sir.
Rolls up as a sound of many waters.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Not one water, many waters.
Yes,
some of you know where I'm coming from.
Yes,
great wheel. Now look at its spokes. So many.
Yes,
1 billion spokes right now. All sending their interest, the line of interest going from them to the hub of the wheel.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. What a mighty wheel it is. A universal wheel. Oh, 1 billion spokes.
Come on.
But it wasn't just made to hold 1 billion spokes. A house for all people.
Oh.
It will accommodate all the spokes on earth.
Yes, sir.
All the interests, human interests on earth.
Yes,
if they would just come on in.
Come on,
come on in.
Come on.
And direct themselves to the central purpose. The development of the human potential.
Yes,
in the excellence God made.
Yes, sir.
Its cultivation has no limit.
Yes,
so they will give them a God.
Yes,
whose width is as the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
give you a field of exploration.
Yes.
A field to cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
Whose expanse, whose measurement is as the heavens and the earth.
Go ahead.
Now do you get a better idea of what freedom is? Freedom is not the freedom to degrade yourself. Freedom is not the independent authority to carry yourself downhill or to carry yourself into immorality or to rebel against established authority, to profane that which is sacred, to go on your own as a fallen star in the universe. No! Freedom is to attend the cultivation of the best that is in the human being. The best that is in the human being. That's the freedom. Now, who will come along? Who will come along with us and turn our central purpose, turn our attention to the central purpose, that house built for the good of all people? God says, for each of you is an interest, and it's turning you, it's pulling you toward the concern.
Yes,
therefore, turn you all. Doesn't say it right away, immediately, but in the next verse, turn you all toward this house.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Your private interest is good, as long as you pursue goodness, righteousness. Go on as in a race. Pursuing all that is good. Each of you following your individual aspirations and motivations. For good. For good ends. For good objectives. And as long as you do that, responding to the moral urge in you, there's a moral requirement in order for you to go at this thing. As long as you do that, God says that's the condition. The moral substance, the moral continuity, the moral purity, that's the condition for receiving my help. And if you unite on that basis, you will have unity. You will have solidarity. I will be on your side, says God. And wherever you may be, God says, I will bring you together in unity. I will bring you together in unity. Because you are doing what I created you for.
Yes, sir.
You are carrying out the work that I assigned to you. And as long as you do that, you have my help. That will unite you into a central purpose. That will give you a common cause. That will outlast all other interests. All other causes. I will sustain you. And I will give you unity. And unity is strength. Huh? Yes. Understand that. Now don't shed out any race. It's a house built for all people. Say, oh, I like Ras D. Muhammad. Yeah, he used to be a good minister. But he let the devil into the mob. How come he's the devil? If I let a white man into the mob, so I let a devil in the mob? God says he has made honorable all the descendants of Adam. And we were taught that the white man are the children of Adam in the days of darkness. So now in the day of light, Allah says he made honorable all the descendants of Adam. So if the white man is descendant of Adam, I have to accept that he's honorable.
Right.
And all colors are welcome here.
Uh-huh. Really?
That's the common tie. Yes,
sir.
That's the common ground. That's the common substance for all of us to dedicate our purpose to. Yes, sir. Protecting and increasing the worth and life and growth and freedom and productivity of that potential in man. Mm. What cause can be greater?